The podcast The Castles Metro is part of the Luni Tourism Project and is realized by Istituto Valorizzazione Castelli of the province of Massa Carrara.
Comano Castle. Comano, like all the important centers of Lunigiana, has its castle, which can be visited by the tourist in half an hour on foot, following either a shady path through a thick chestnut wood or a good sunny mule track that turns into a carriage road. The castle can be seen from afar, with its cylindrical tower resembling the funnel of an ordinary locomotive. It stands on a hill, partly destroyed by the Fivizzano earthquake of 1481, and is surrounded by a number of pretty little houses that seem to want to compete with the holiday homes of Comano. This is how Carlo Caselli described Comano at the beginning of the 1930s. A town in the upper valley of the Taverone Torrent, at an altitude of about 600 meters, immersed in the natural beauty of the mountains of the Parco Nazionale dell'Appennino Tosco Emiliano. Surrounded by green pastures and chestnut woods, it offers a breathtaking view of the Apennine peaks, which rise to over 2,000 meters. Situated between the Lagastrello and Ospedalaccio passes, today Cerreto, Comano has controlled the transit between Tuscany and Emilia-Romagna for centuries. Finds from the 18th century show that the area was already frequented in Roman times. History tells us that it remained under the control of the Este family until the 13th century, when it came under the rule of the Malaspina dello Spino Fiorito family, who consolidated their power over the area by overthrowing several minor local families. In time, control of the feud passed to the Malaspina della Verrucola of Fivizzano, who held sway until the 15th century. With the growing power of Florence, Comano and other surrounding areas were incorporated into the Florentine Republic. Comano's strategic position made it necessary to build the castle of Comano, Ropiccio, Scanderaruola, San Piero, and Camporagena. Unfortunately, only the toponym of some of them has survived, while only the ruins of others remain. Comano Castle continues to tell its story through the recently restored round tower and gateway. This fortress, built for military purposes, stands on a hill overlooking the surrounding valley. The tower, which seems to date back to the 13th century, is a clear example of the defensive architecture of the period, with similar characteristics to other towers in the Lunigiana, such as those of Treschietto, Malgrate and Bagnone, suggesting a defensive project coordinated by the Malaspina family. The walls, which are trapezoidal and irregular in shape, date from the 15th century and are characterized by the presence of five flanking towers and a single entrance gate. Inside the fortress, there are several artifacts, including a well and the remains of a post-medieval palace. The top of the tower, which has no crenellations, retains the stone corbels that once supported a projecting defence, now replaced by Guelf crenellations added in the 20th century by an owner who wanted to evoke a medieval atmosphere. Originally through a mezzanine with a retractable wooden staircase, was modified by subsequent restorations that introduced an iron structure. Comano Castle is therefore not only a place of extraordinary beauty, but also a page of history that continues to inspire and fascinate.
The Luni Tourism Project is financed by the European Union through the European Agricultural Fund for Rural Development. Europe invests in rural areas. Measure 19.2 of GAL Lunigiana. The texts are by Sigeric, Community Cooperative. The actors are Marco Brinzi, Guglielmo Favilla, and Cecilia Casini. The music is by Max De Aloe. Graphics by Studio Arcs and post-production by Archivi della Resistenza, Circolo Edoardo Bassignani. All podcast contents are available at istitutovalorizzazionecastelli.it.